Thank you and good morning. Eureka Police and the County Multi-Agency Investigation Team have opened an investigation into an officer-involved shooting. The incident occurred on Tuesday night at around 11 o'clock. According to a statement from Eureka Police, officers were in the area around the 1600 block of Allard Street in search of two subjects wanted on felony warrants. While in the area, officers saw two men arguing, and it appeared that the argument was escalating and that one of the subjects was armed with a handgun. The officers gave commands to the man with the gun, which was now visible, but the statement says he grabbed for the weapon and was shot. The man was taken to St. Joe's for treatment of his wounds and later pronounced dead. The officer who shot the subject is a 13-year veteran and has not been identified. The shooting victim's identity will be released pending notification of next of kin. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a property on Salmon Creek Road on Monday and discovered a major marijuana growing operation. Deputies located five greenhouses used for growing marijuana and confiscated more than 3,500 plants. Deputies contacted 61-year-old Joseph Collier, who was living at the site in a travel trailer, and a search of that trailer turned up $37,000 in cash and 283 pounds of processed bud. Collier was arrested on cultivation and possession charges, and personnel from Fish and Wildlife and the County Planning Department were also on site conducting their own inspections regarding environmental damage and building violations. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law a bill that was authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro that will substantially increase the penalties for anyone convicted of vandalizing communication and electrical service lines. The bill comes in response to a series of vandalism incidents throughout the county that saw fiber optic cables cut at various locations. The vandalism interrupted internet service and affected local emergency responders, businesses, and residents. The cost of the vandalism was in excess of $100,000 for Suddenlink alone, and the fines have been increased from $500 to $10,000 for those convicted. The Fortuna City Council, operating under its newly adopted Water Shortage Contingency Plan, has declared a Stage 2 water emergency that limits the use of water by city residents. Restrictions on vehicle washing, water for fountains and other decorative features, unless recirculated, the washing down of sidewalks and driveways, and unattended watering of lawns, among others, are in effect. Fines of up to $500 for violating the water restrictions can be imposed. Residents who have questions can contact City Public Works. Constitution Day is celebrated every September 17th in honor and remembrance of the day when the members of the Constitutional Convention met for the last time in 1787. On Thursday, and in honor of Constitution Day, College of the Redwoods Professor Gary Sokolow will hold a three-hour workshop for the public regarding the Constitution. Sokolow said that the workshop will explore how and why our Constitution was created with a focus on the Bill of Rights and the criminal justice system. The workshop will be held on the Eureka Main Campus in the Humanities Building. Contact Redwoods for more information. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Hupa tribal officials are concerned that another outbreak of a deadly fish parasite could do severe harm to salmon stocks in the Klamath and Trinity Rivers. Citing low river flows and the fact that the water is being diverted to out-of-area users, a pathologist of the Fish and Wildlife Service has found an infestation of the Ichthyopterus multifilus on Fall Run Chinook salmon. The infestation was responsible for the massive die-off of fish in 2002 when low river flows led to higher water temperatures and the spread of diseases and parasites among salmon. Hupa tribal officials have asked the Bureau of Reclamation to immediately double the flow of water into the rivers because it will still take several days for that water to reach the lower Klamath. Congressman Jared Huffman, who worked with the tribes to get more water released, said that he is pleased with the latest water release, but the mismanagement of the Trinity Reservoir has left little cold water after years of diversion to Central Valley farmers. Residents of Hupa can expect intermittent power outages throughout today as Pacific Gas and Electric work crews replace power poles and other electrical equipment in the area. PG&E sent out letters notifying residents about service interruptions and that they can be expected in communities throughout the region, including Willow Creek, Orleans, Wichpeck, and Soames Bar. Firefighters have begun mop-up operations on the Bald Hill Fire near Hupa, and full containment of the 200-acre blaze is expected today. The 400 or so firefighting personnel on scene will continue to look for hotspots, maintain the fire line, and begin erosion control efforts in the burned-out area. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.